This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Rangers go without a huddle again. Right side, Dredd intercepted on the left side. Picked off at the goal line. Picked off by Watson. Watson could go all the way. The seventh round pick, 20, 15, 10, 5. Jalen Watson cooking hamburgers in Augusta, Georgia. Then he went to Wazoo, and now he gets a 100-yard pick six.
He actually was cooking hamburgers at Wendy's, literally working with his mom at Wendy's at one point, working his way to the NFL and working his way into a situation where he became one of the heroes last night. We are live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District, New York City. You heard the call last night, Thursday Night Football, 106.5, the Wolf, as the Chiefs' predictions of their demise might be a little bit premature.
I don't think so.
It is Bart Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can right now. I'm giving you the opportunity right now to walk back your hot take that the Chiefs will not make the playoffs. I'm giving you one chance, and this is your chance.
Did that look like a dominant team to you? Or did that look like a team that needed some things to go right to be able to compete? Did the Chargers look like the far superior, most talented team before injuries to the offense?
So you're saying no?
No. What I'm saying is, when you listen to it, even when you listen to the broadcast, which I thought was really good, I thought Herb Street might be one of the best in
Herbie's
the business.
Very good, yeah.
He might be one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to the players at halftime, what did they say? No fear on the other side when you go against those weapons. Juju Smith-Schuster don't scare nobody. Even the kid Watson, who had a play because J.C. Jackson bit the cheese and didn't live up to the back of his football card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because he shouldn't get beat by a popcorn move like that. That's looking at the guy over there and saying he's a scrub, and then not being disciplined and playing your technique and keeping your eyes on your luggage, give up a big play. Then when you look at Everett, he's asking to come out. I cannot breathe. You think he's going to give you that extra effort? Listen, when the dude picked it, he didn't even have the energy to chase him. He spit his mouthpiece out like a boxer that had
spit
been dug.
The bit.
Yeah, that looked like he had took a standing eight count.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, and Chris Jones, like the pass rush, you see that rookie was all up in his chest. He got up out of there. Well, guess what? When they play each other again, it'll be different circumstances because it'll be another starter there, not a young guy that's a backup on that side. Hmm. So it just really confirmed what I already believed, that every single week, because Kansas City has the toughest schedule in football, every single week is going to look like that, and they're going to win some, and they're going to lose some, but it's going to take every bit of magic that Patrick Mahomes has in his gifted body to carry this team to the finish line. And when they play against other teams that's on that day, and the things that happen to the Chargers happen to the Chiefs, they're going to be on the losing side. Just like Asante Samuel should have caught it twice when he had it. He would have walked in for two touchdown passes. This offense is nothing scary. And when they go against defenses like they faced yesterday, it's going to be barbecue chicken. Because if you take the seven off from the Wendy's King, what do they really have? When you unwrap and look at the game objectively, this is not the offense that we saw in years past, because there's nobody that scares anybody in NFL. They were sitting on their routes like they were scrubs, not even opening up on their back paddle, sitting on things, jumping on things. And this is not the Kansas City Chiefs that we're used to seeing. How did Kelce look? Looked a little slow, looked a little covered. That's what happens when you don't have Tyreek Hill, and this is going to be just a little bit of the same, and yet they won on a short week with an opponent that pissed down their leg, but other opponents aren't going to piss down their leg, and they're going to have that healthy fear of, oh, we're going to play the Chiefs. They're going to think they're the Chiefs from before, and it's going to take them a quarter or two to realize this ain't the same Chiefs. What are we so afraid of? Let's attack these scrubs.
They also almost had an interception, which could have been a game-changing interception as well. But still, 27-24, the Chiefs win the game. They are now 2-0. And I believe yesterday it was Stosh, our producer, who was feeling really good about this game.
It's a home game. The Chargers have to fly to KC on a short week. Mahomes coming off a strong beginning. I feel really good about tonight.
It feels really good. Now Stosh wearing his red Chiefs. Look at him right there. His Chiefs polo.
Good for him, but I'm sure he's not too confident.
In the control room.
What I
Stosh,
tell
you were feeling good last night.
Defense.
How are you feeling this morning?
Is there an odor in that studio? Because I swear, Bart comes in, he's smoking something.
No, I see beyond the X's and the O's in the final score.
I see 15 doing his thing.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I see.
Was he really doing his thing? Take seven off. That's 20 points for this potent offense. That's 20 points for this offense.
And I live by this rule. I'd rather be lucky than good any day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But luck runs out, and it's going to run out when you need it the most. And it's going to run out when you have to go through this AFC to try and get to another Super Bowl. It's going to end just like it ended last year in disappointment. If you can't look at that team and see that, you know, okay, Josh Allen and the Bills are better. The Chargers with Keenan Allen and their center, Corey Lindsey, and their offensive line is better. Man. But get what the final score. The best team don't always win. And listen, nobody really cares early on. You'll take that on the chin if you're the Chargers. Mm. But when you watch that tape, you are salivating for the opportunity to see this football team again.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, I wonder, Stosh, how you feel about this as a Chiefs fan, but also, Bart, you yourself as a former player. Tyreek Hill tweeting last night, good ball 15, with the eyes tearing up emoji.
Yeah. I mean, that's him.
But I asked that question. Who's going to miss whom more or first?
Will
Mahomes miss Hill or will Hill miss Mahomes? Question was asked on Get Up this morning that I'm curious to ask, and I'll ask it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, by the way, because we want you to be part of Bart and Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. I love this question because it's a good one. After last night, does the AFC still run through Buffalo, or do we say, no, it's Kansas City until further notice?
How's it Kansas City to further notice?
Because they have been the team that has dominated this conference for the last couple of years.
How's it? Did they?
They have dominated the conference. Had to beat them to get to the Super Bowl? Yes, you've had to beat them.
Last I checked, the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. Yeah. They went to their house and beat them.
Right, that's what I mean, though. You've had to beat them to get there. So the road to the Super Bowl goes through Kansas City. Whether they win or you win, you've got to go through them. That's the question. Does it continue to be that? So clearly you disagree.
Kansas City is the fourth best team in the AFC.
Fourth best.
And I'm being generous.
Give me other teams. So obviously Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Who else?
Baltimore Ravens. And I believe the Chargers are better.
They didn't look it last night.
It don't matter.
Now,
like, it's not. It's early on. Everybody's getting.
Now you're talking. All right, you're talking offense.
I'm talking defense.
Well, you were talking about the offense though, and how it only scored. You said 20 points.
Yeah.
Andy Reid was talking defense.
I thought our defense kept bringing it. Yeah. And especially the second half, the thing I'm probably most proud of was we all stuck together and nobody was pointing fingers at each other.
I find that
because
interesting.
Because they was getting their ass kicked.
Oh, no, that game, I remember I put in the group chat, it was 17-10, and I said, there's one team dominating this game.
Right.
And it's L.A. It's the Chargers.
When they go back, they're going to look at this. They should have been up by 14 or 20 at halftime. Now, just imagine. Listen, the thing is, what reinforcements are coming for Kansas City? Tell me.
I can't.
Who's coming to save the day? They got Keenan Allen coming. Mm-hmm. They got Corey Lindsey that only played half the game. Mm-hmm. Like, they have reinforcements coming back. High-end, best player coming back. See, because guess what? You can take Mike Williams away in the second half by playing the zone. But if that's Keenan Allen there, you can't. And if Everett was in game shape, if he was in middle of the season, that was the laziest route ever.
In that moment, Bart, are you what is it called? Is it called lobster? What is it called?
Lobster. But this is the thing. He told them.
No, he let him know.
I'm done.
Yeah.
So if he stays out there because you don't want them to change the personnel, you can't throw him the football.
Well, he did.
Right, and that's why.
And he guessed wrong on the route. Remember, he went left, the pass went inside. He went outside, the pass went inside.
The first thing that goes when you get tired is your freaking mind. Everybody knows that. You lose your mind when you get tired. So now he's fatigued. That's what it was. Come on, man.
What a play by Watson. Why didn't they take him out?
Because they were trying to catch Kansas City. Kansas City gets stuck with the personnel. They didn't want to put their goal line defense out there. No, because the coach told him to stay in there.
We got the better coach.
It wasn't the man. It ain't the head coach that tells you.
Well, the head coach is getting criticism today.
It's the position coach that tells you, "No, stay in there, stay in there." And then it's up to Herbert to say, "Oh man, my guy's gassed. I'm not going to throw him the ball. Let's do something to attack somebody on the other side." That's what that is.
Are you up?
No, I don't. For some reason, all of a sudden, now I need to go through my ESPN code. I can't get online for the first time in 5 months.
I literally had that same problem here. I had the same thing. It's asking me for passwords from like 3 months. I don't remember my old Anyways.
Yeah, I'm going to Tyler. I got to go to Tyler and during the break.
Nobody at home needs to know about it. But I'll tell you what.
Chargers are going to need a passcode to figure out how to beat Mahomes.
Stosh is feeling it today. I love it.
I'm glad you're feeling it.
888-SAY-ESPN. I'm confirmed. 888-729-3776. Does the road still go through Buffalo? Or is Kansas City saying, no, you still got to beat us to get where you want to go? We got that. A very interesting part of last night's game as well to get to your calls. But first, Bart, tell us about Body Armor.
The football season, this football season, Body Armor is the choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you at top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drinks more than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open a residence of U.S. 21 years or older.
Ah, yes. Barton Hahn, and we're coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 here in New York City. A beautiful shot on ESPN Plus of the Brooklyn Bridge looking towards Brooklyn. There's a gigantic cruise ship. Did you see it walking in?
Uh-uh.
This thing is like it's like Vince Wilfork. You can't see it in that shot either.
I was like,
it's off to the left. We could pan left. You could see it. It's docked on one of the docks off of the Brooklyn Yard, but it's a monstrosity.
It must be like some cruise that's going down the coast. I mean, right, you go coming in. I couldn't see anything. My blood sugar was so damn low. I was about to faint.
Did you get up early again?
No, today was squat day, and then
legs, they always do it.
Yeah, and I'm not eating like a fat man like I used to do for the whole summer, so you know how it is. You know this process.
Yeah, I can tell. See, everybody listening, Bart's in a bad mood. He's mad because the Chiefs won. He's mad because Stosh is just giving it to him today, which is his every right to do. He's mad because he's on a diet. So today is effing Friday. We need to cheer up Bart. So yeah, cheer up Bart Day
literally.
Today. Like, you're always the one making us laugh. We got to make you laugh today. That's what we've got to do. Let's begin with this. What did you think of the broadcast last night?
I thought it was excellent. I didn't realize Herb Street was that good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he didn't miss a thing.
Yeah, I don't watch. And then, the stories and him understanding as a player, you can tell that he was a former player, and he understood the strategy of the game. He didn't try and talk over people's heads. He didn't try and say, oh, well, look at this, the slide coverage. He kept it real simple, easy to digest. I mean, I thought they did a good job. Had about 3 or 4 glitches. Where, my TV stopped a couple times.
Everybody said that. There's some times where it froze. There was a couple of times where that kind of thing happens, which is going to because it's Wi-Fi, not a cable line, obviously. Al Michaels is one of the great voices in the history of broadcasting. So, I mean, you have Al Michaels, it's a voice. And then
Herb Street was the
Herbie,
star.
Herbie, I thought, was really good.
I would put Herb Street maybe as the best. If he did pros, he might be the best
pretty solid
person I would want to listen
pretty
to.
Pretty solid. Okay, yeah, that part was great. I also enjoyed this. If you, on your remote, there was a button you could hit that would – a side panel would slide.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it would give you stats. It would give you the play-by-play, like, what do they call it? Well, just the plays, the scoring plays.
Stat, yeah.
And then shop.
Huh.
And if you hit shop, which I was just curious, sorry, what are they selling? Yeah. It's like, home gating. Which is like Chargers home gating gear.
Okay.
Chiefs home gating. So it's like probably all stuff if you're going to.
Well, that's genius.
Well, who's buying that, though, during a game?
I mean.
Somebody
that's happy or somebody that's betting.
Oh, like, yeah. Or you can just buy team gear.
Or somebody betting, right? Sitting there like, yeah, if you lose, you got to wear my team's gear. You got to, let's order it now. I'd be here tomorrow. You better wear
it
all week.
Yeah. It's Amazon Prime. You're going to get it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? Now you got to wear it.
I thought it worked out. Like, I thought, again, if you have it and you're fortunate enough to be able to just add another, expense, on top of it, all things were good. The quality was good. The picture was beautiful. Like, all that stuff. It was good. Like, it did a good job also bringing back, like, they went a little old school to new school. Like, I liked it. I liked everything about it. I thought the desk was good.
It's only going to get better.
You know, I mean, think about it. Like, didn't you like the desk? Witt was funny. Sherman, he was good.
I miss Witt. You said Whitworth was there?
Yeah, okay. He was on it for a little bit. But then, I mean, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, was Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, yeah, like okay. he knew what you were going to get from him. A lot of, you know, intellect, quarterback kind of speak and whatnot. And then Tony Gonzalez, your guy. So it was all good. I'm just curious about everybody else, how they felt about it. Because what pissed me off?
Can't switch. Can't channel surf.
Couldn't do that, which is fine.
I had to watch commercials, and I hated that.
That's what I was thinking.
I was stuck. I was like, man, usually I would go do something.
Why am I watching commercials?
Yeah.
And then on top, I'm paying for this already. And then on top of it, it's like.
Now you're selling to me again. I'm paying for it. Like, no. I should choose if I want to buy it.
Can we rethink this? That's where I feel like that's over the top greedy.
No, yeah, that's a business model. Yep.
Over the top greedy.
That's why he paid $500 million more than what everybody else paid.
Yeah.
So he can get greedy and get his money back, and it's actually something to build a profit.
This is where I thought you could have stay at the stadium, as I said. I love that. Where it's like I'm in the building. I get the in-the-building experience where I'm just seeing stuff going on during the break.
Picture.
Give me a slide a panel out and then just have a bunch of stuff I can scroll through, and I can then I can shop. Maybe there's something like you could say, here's what you do. A little small box commercial, and then to purchase now. Click here. Give me that. Yeah. Give me point of purchase. Like, I'm enough with
the problem is
things that I can't, things that do not relate to me at all. I don't need to see commercials of things that, like, I can't get Wendy's right now.
Yeah.
So why am I seeing Wendy's commercials? I'm not running out. I'm watching the game.
What they can do is figure out DoorDash. Where you are. That's what I'm saying. DoorDash.
Let's go.
What if they figure out where you at, and then you can just sit right there, put your credit
order
card
it right
on
now. It'll be here before halftime.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me that. Well, be a little more inventive than just playing the same commercials that I have to see on regular TV.
Alan, let's not make this man more money without using our intellectual intellect.
Like, I'm trying to help ESPN because you know this is coming. One day ESPN is going to do the same thing.
They have to.
One day everybody's going to do it. Fox, NBC, they're all good. NBC especially because they have Sunday night. When you have the exclusive,
and you can
make sense.
People pay for it.
Yes. NBC has the Peacock channel. ESPN, we have ESPN Plus. I mean,
and we know what
it's going
to
come one day.
And we know what people are going to do. They're going to complain about, we got to pay for it. But then they're going to pay for it.
They're going to get rid of the cable box. Yeah. That's coming. You know that's coming. So this is the beginning of something. It's you know, but I'm just curious. Again, like I said, I'm just curious how people felt about it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, a lot of people want to talk to you today.
Sure.
Let's begin in St. Louis with Tony. Tony!
Hey, go ahead.
What's up?
Tony's talking to somebody. Hey. He said, go ahead. What up?
We got Tony.
All right. Well, this is basically for Bart.
Okay.
I like both you guys. Normally, you're spot on, Bart, but this time, you're way off, brother. Because you never say anything about Kansas City's defense, how they held the Chargers, I don't know how many times, 4 or 5?
Yes.
And then... Patrick Mahomes actually did look good against that defense, and we're missing some pieces as well. But
who?
Then the Chargers,
who are you missing?
They got to play some other, huh?
Who are you missing?
Say that again?
Who are you missing?
I can't remember this guy.
He's that good. He's
Tony.
That good.
Right.
He's that good.
Tony. All right,
Mahomes look like Mahomes.
Right, we're just getting started. It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. For the job you'll love, it's progressive.com/careers. We got the calls stacked and racked, and we will get to them. But we also have other games to get to now that week 2 is underway. A lot of great games on Sunday, including a team that Bart believes could be a Super Bowl team. So we'll bring in a Saints great and a Super Bowl champ who will get you set for their game, a big one, against the Bucks. That's next. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
From the left hash mark, 23 seconds left. Will Lutz, kick is down, and the kick is good. Will Lutz puts the Saints on top with 19 seconds to play.
That's the call on WWL. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to make Bart happy by talking about one of his favorites this year in a moment, but we want to also talk about another one of our favorites, Disney Plus. This September, it's back in action with exciting new premieres from Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, The Simpsons. This month only, you can get Disney Plus for just $1.99 for 1 month. Offer available now until September 19th, then $7.99 a month. All this and more now streaming. Speaking of more, how about we bring in Lance Moore?
Let's do it.
Super Bowl champ joins us right now. Saints Hall of Famer as well. Lance, how we doing?
Doing excellent. Been waiting to get on with you guys so we can talk some Saints because not a lot of people want to talk about the Saints.
Oh, Bart has been.
I'm not just a member. I'm the president of the freaking club, son. They be hating on me. They sitting around acting like I'm crazy around here, like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Before we progress to the Saints, I know you're a football fan, and people think I'm crazy, but I was not impressed with the Kansas City Chiefs. And without Tyreek Hill, they are so easy to defend. It took catastrophic mistakes, a tight end about to throw up on himself that couldn't come out the break to make a touchdown pass and a pick six. I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are in trouble because I think that they're maybe the fourth best team in the AFC. I'm looking at teams, looking at them like, this ain't the same Chiefs offense, and we know that defense is barbecue chicken.
Well, I do agree with you in that they clearly are not the same team as they were. Not having Tyreek Hill in that offense is something that obviously a lot of people have talked about, but I don't know that people necessarily truly understand what it means to have a player like that on your offense, even when he's not touching the football. So, yes, I agree with you that they aren't the same team. But to say all that and not give them some credit for finding a way to win that game last night when for about two and a half, three quarters of that game, it looked like they were going to kind of get ran out of the building.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chargers looked great early in that football game and a couple of mistakes. And obviously, I was one of the people that thought that Asante Samuel interception or not interception was actually a bad reversal. It took a lot of bad fortune on the Chargers side for the Chiefs to win that game. But again, the Chiefs found a way to win the game. And usually in the NFL, the good teams are the ones that find a way to win.
When you have 15, when you're in a close game, you're going to win more than you're going to lose because of him.
But here's the thing, because I've gone against those Lance Moore super offenses. I've gone against them, right? So, and I understand, like, I know what it looks like, and I would say that they are pretty much the Chargers. But we've all been there when you knew you were the better team and you go do film study. The good thing about the Chargers is they get to see them again. And the thing is, they just have to realize that they're not the same team and don't give them respect. They have to go in there and be disrespectful. And when Keenan Allen comes back and Corey Lindsey isn't hurt and Herbert doesn't have a bruised chest, sternum, whatever that peck he has. Like, how he can throw the pass the next play but couldn't run 5 yards for the first down is beyond me.
Yep.
But I think all the other teams in the AFC are saying, wow, we can match up well against them.
All right, let's leave that alone because we didn't bring Lance Moore here to talk about AFC teams or the Chiefs or the Chargers or anything else.
Who
brought him in to talk about? That's right. The team that Bart Scott is predicting will be in the Super Bowl this year and also feels like Jameis Winston could be an MVP candidate this year. So let's get to that. Let's get to that because here, first and foremost, Lance, how about this disrespect? The game is in the Superdome, is it not?
Yes.
The Bucks, Vegas has the Bucks as a 2.5-point favorite. This is the same Bucks team with Tom Brady that hasn't won a regular season game against the Saints.
Bet that.
And in 7 years hasn't won, or 7 games hasn't won a regular season game against. Why would you see that type of a line in a game like this, Lance?
Well, I think it's you know, the preseason hype, clearly. I mean, people have been talking about the Bucks as the, you know, Super Bowl favorite along with the Los Angeles Rams. But then you look at what happened last week with the Rams and then how well the Bucks played. It doesn't surprise me, really. I mean, there's no guarantee about, you know, what can happen this season based off of what's happened in prior seasons. For whatever reason, Vegas thinks that the Bucks are a better team. And that's okay. I mean, the players aren't sitting in the locker room looking at the line. I can guarantee you that. At some point, there might be a guy that watches Sunday Countdown or something and sees that everybody's going to pick Tampa Bay, and it might piss them off. But I can guarantee you, when they get in between those white lines, they aren't thinking about what anybody is picking to win the game. They're not thinking about predictions or scores or anything like that. They're thinking about whatever it takes to get their job done. And I think the thing about the Saints, people have always been saying the last couple years that they have Tom Brady's number. And I don't think it's as much about them having Tom Brady's number as it is that football team being built to beat that Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team. I mean, it's built to defend that offense. We've got the secondary to defend all those receivers, and we've got the front to defend against the run. I just think that it's a great matchup for the Saints again this year, as it's been the last several years.
Okay, Roy Jones could never beat Antonio Tarver, not even in the amateurs. I never lost to Dallas. I never lost to Houston because conceptually, the way they wanted to go about business by trying to run laterally when we had Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs, and edge benders always gave them fits, and they could never overcome it. When I look at the ability of Lattimore and how he's able to just to take, not just neutralize, take Mike Evans' lunch money every single time they play, and now you have no Chris Godwin, I have no idea how the Bucks win this football game unless they ugly it up and want to make it a phone booth game, and you guys are tougher than they are. You know, it's like one of those things like when we used to play against Pittsburgh. The thing is, sometimes we were just a tougher team, and it was like looking in the mirror. I don't think Tampa even wants to play that way, but to win and have a better chance of winning, they have to play that way. I want to go to Jameis Winston. Because that wasn't in the course. I'm sorry I made a statement. My question is, Jameis Winston, the first three quarters looked a certain way. A guy coming off an injury, reconstructive knee surgery. In the fourth quarter, he looked like I expect him to look for the rest of the year. Now, I know that may not be true either. If he's somewhere in the middle, can this team win a Super Bowl with Jameis Winston?
Yes. I mean, I'm completely on board. I mean, I'm a little bit biased or a lot biased, whatever. but I know how this team is constructed. I know the personnel from top to bottom. There's depth. There's skill. There's a quarterback that can make all of the throws. And you know, people still want to bring up Jameis Winston from several years ago that had 31 interceptions. Sure, that's a part of his resume. He can never get rid of that. But what he's been doing since then is learning and finding a way to kind of harness that aggression and that some of that ability to, you know what, it's okay for me to not try to fit this ball in when I maybe probably shouldn't. He's not forcing the football nearly as much as we've seen in the past, and he's building off of what he started to do last year. Now, honestly, I think the fact that he was able to sit out an entire year and learn in this offense and to watch a Drew Brees and learn from Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael, and all these guys who have got these great and brilliant football minds, it's really helped him a lot. And just to talk about last week, for the first three quarters, I was in the building and I'm like, what is going on? I mean, Jameis looked awesome in his, you know, short stint in the third preseason game. But then I had to remind myself, look, man, it's the preseason. This is not the same. They're playing against the backup defense of the Chargers. And it just, you know, it's not the same when those live bullets are flying out there. So it in my mind, it was like, okay, it's going to take him a little bit to get back. It looked a little bit uncomfortable for him. He was getting hit. The offensive line wasn't providing him with the greatest of protection. And honestly, when you're in a situation, you're down two scores late in the football game, you don't really have time to think. So for him, it was just like, okay, let's go out here. Let's be in no huddle, empty, or two-minute mode, and let's just let this thing fly. And that's usually kind of where he's played his best football, and I expect to see a little bit more of that up-tempo, maybe a little bit of no-huddle in 2 minutes even if it's not a two-minute situation come this week.
Yeah, I mean, and again, this game is always a big game in the division. It's this huge game, obviously, because Brady just hasn't beaten them in the regular season. And add on top of it now, right, can Jameis Winston really take that next step and prove himself to be somebody that can lead the Saints to a Super Bowl? Lance, great to catch up with you. Let's do it again soon. All the best.
Who day?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Who that?
Oh, who down?
You said who day?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah,
now.
That's right. Yeah, don't mix that up. I'm sorry.
Wow. Lance Moore, again, Saints Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champ as well. All right. We got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. People want to come at Bart's neck.
Come at me, son.
You can do
that.
I
know.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio on an F it Friday or Football Friday, however you want to look at it. We got calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get to them because we've got John in Virginia. And John doesn't want to talk about the Chiefs. He doesn't want to talk about the Chargers. He wants to talk Ravens. What's up, John?
Let's do it.
What's up, Bart?
What up?
I'm a lifelong Raven fan, and I heard you're having a bad day this morning.
Yeah, man.
So I wanted to take you down memory lane on the best play I've ever seen in my life. I had end zone season tickets when you laid it on Big Ben.
Oh, that
near
hit.
His end zone, and de-cleated him. And T. Sizzle said he was in pass coverage. You can hear the hit with his back to the play. Can you tell me what it was like from your view?
Oh, you used to tell. This is great. I'm glad you asked, John, because Bart one time told the story on air about the sound that came out of Ben when you hit him. What did it sound like?
it's like when you're on the roller coaster and it's about to drop and you're trying to catch your breath, but it just and then you can feel the G forces.
It was like when Chris Canty hugged me at his wedding.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, Chris, congrats.
I
couldn't finish the word.
But what I love about that play is everything that went into that play to make it work. We fake overloaded to the right side. Adelius Thomas lined up over the tackle. I think it was Max Starks. And he touched him. And he put his hands up. And then he went out in coverage. So then he ended up blocking nobody. I started on the right side. They slid the line the wrong way. I moved because they had this center, Hardwick. He would put his head between his legs. He would look up and look at the defense. And then he would put it in between his legs again.
Tipping pitches.
And then he'll put his head up and throw it blindly. Yeah. So when he put his head up, he saw me on the right side. As soon as he put his head down, I sprinted to the left side, came off the edge, and I'm like, oh, Ben's going to get rid of it. And he patted and he burped the baby one time. And he did it, and I was able to get, I say, I cannot believe this dude still got the ball, and I can see his chest and his Adam's apple. And I was like, man, do I want to give him a hard hit and put him out, or do I want to end his year? And I decided just to put him out the game and not end his year.
In mid, like as you're sprinting, you're processing how hard am I hitting this man? Seriously?
Oh, where I'm going to hit him, where I want to put my helmet. Do I want to put it underneath to the side, or do I want to spear him with the crown of my helmet and break his ribs and take him down and maybe, you know, break his shoulder when I dump him? And I decided to slide it to the left and hit him with the shoulder, and then I just used my body weight and his body weight to knock him out the game.
And then you heard the...
Well, he was on the ground. You know when you're on the ground, you moving, shaking your legs back and forth because you can't breathe, and you hoping somebody come in. Like, what happened to all the oxygen? Yeah, that was one of those.
Everybody's gonna get got. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio on ESPN Plus. We're watching a garbage barge goes. Right.
Ready to set the scene. That's how I feel today.
Beautiful New York.
That's how I feel.
Some garbage pushing it out to sea. Like, that's legit what that is.
Like what? A tugboat.
Like, it's like this gorgeous shot. It's a nice sunny day. You're seeing the water, and then it's like, here comes some garbage just on a barge.
It's like when in Bikini Bottom, they have like, how they had the fish underground, but then you can see like the stench going up in the
drain.
Yeah,
gray, yeah, like, I love that. Yeah.
It's like that.
You're having fun with it, though. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got news from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Dave in Jersey hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Dave?
Just a quick. But I didn't want to see you crying because the Chiefs beat the Chargers.
No, no.
Here's a question for you. No, hold up. But here goes the question I want you to answer for me today. It's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs. Can Justin Herbert, who's a great young quarterback, beat Mahomes, Allen, and let's say Lamar in a playoff round? Can he run through three quarterbacks like that? And that's the same thing with Justin with Winston in New Orleans. Can he run through Brady?
Rodgers.
Let's put Dak in there.
Not Dak.
Rodgers. Can they run through three quarterbacks? Because that's NFL right now is going to have a great season because it's quarterback heavy this year.
No, see, what's going to happen is they're only going to have to run through two of them because somebody's going to get beat by somebody else. So that's one of the things, right? So that's why it's so important to be the number one seed, because then you have to beat the worst version of them. So just imagine this. If Jameis Winston, say, wins the NFC and they have the best record, he's either going to have to see Kirk Cousins or he's going to have to see potentially, you know, like Kirk Cousins, or he's probably going to have to see Justin Fields. So
Justin Fields.
I mean, I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going to have to see Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Right, so like.
Got to think of the division winners.
Right, division winners, best records.
But the lower.
Right, right. And then he's going to have to beat somebody.
You'd beat the wild card.
Right, and usually the wild card is going to be the lower seeds that kind of fought it out. So I'm saying that that's probably going to be like the Eagles or Minnesota, right? Because, you know, one team's going to run away with the division, could be the Rams or somebody like that.
All right.
Right, so like he's only going to have to beat a backup quarterback and then a good quarterback, because all he needs is to win two games instead of three to get to the Super Bowl. So we know he can beat Tom Brady.
The quarterback matchup thing is always also about what you have, where you are at that time, injury wise, and all the other stuff. So it's really not like they're going one on one, like it's KD and LeBron.
Right. So
like
Burrow just had to beat last year. Burrow just had to beat Tannehill, which you like that matchup.
Yep.
And then he had to beat Mahomes. He didn't have to beat Allen because Mahomes beat Allen.
Right, exactly. And that's how it all, again, that's the part of why every game matters, because of your seeding. And if the higher seed you get, the better chance you have to avoid at least one of the best quarterbacks. Let's go to Ohio and talk to Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hello. First of all, Bart, I'm going to let you know, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I want you to be my defensive coordinator. But now I'm about to get on it. You are really hating more than anybody I ever seen hate on a team before.
It's not
Kansas
hate, man.
City has done everything, and the teams you talk about have never ever done anything. And
just listen to me. The Chiefs are going in the wrong direction, and that's usually what happens when you pay a quarterback $500 million. But even though it's a team friendly deal, you know, letting Tyrann Mathieu go on that defense takes a veteran and a special player away. So now you don't have as many guys to make plays as far as playmakers, the big plays, the game-changing plays. And without Tyreek Hill, man, I'm telling you, as a defensive player, as a defensive genius, this offense is so easy and so predictable. That's why they had to go to the screen game, because they were teeing off. They're like, this is too easy. They was getting after Mahomes. So then they had to use their aggressiveness against them. If you listen to the halftime show, Richard Sherman has no beef. He played in NFC his entire career with the Chiefs. Fitzpatrick has no beef with the Chiefs. They saw exactly and articulated exactly what I have been saying for weeks. When you take away a player like that, Travis Kelce is not as good. And did you hear him? They were flat-footing everything. Man, when Tyreek Hill is there, you better get back 20. And when he come off the ball and he get to 5 yards, you better open up and start running. And then he just continues to just catch the ball in front of you. Or he runs past you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Without that threat, Now Mahomes has a shorter field to have access to. Tyreek Hill gives you access to, if you're on the 30, he gives you access to 70 yards. Because he can run 55 yards, you throw it in the air, he go get it. Who's going to be their deep threat? Valdez Scantling? They was throwing him into the Gatorade. He wouldn't even get off the damn line.
By the way, they lead the league in hyphenated last names, too, don't they?
Yeah, you ain't lying.
I mean, they've got like
Valdez.
Three or four at least. Anything like
there
that.
There you go.
There's the cruise ship I was talking about at ESPN Plus.
The love boat.
That thing's a monster. Anyways, coming up, let's get into, by the way, the Chargers had this game at one point. It felt like they were dominating. Then Brandon Staley happened again, but this time in a much different way. We'll discuss that and more disrespect from Vegas for another game. Lots to get to next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.